We are now told that Ayaz Gul is joining us from Islamabad. Ayaz, can you bring us up to date on what's going on? What's happening? What do you know?
Well, as you know, it has now been confirmed both by Bhutto's party officials and Pakistani government that Benazir Bhutto was killed in this suspected suicide attack in Rawalpindi, which is not far from Islamabad, the capital city of Pakistan. And as soon as the reports of her death went out, I mean, in other parts of the country, now we are hearing reports, especially in Karachi and in Lahore, there are violent demonstrations being demonstrators have taken to the streets, and they are setting on fire buildings. And we are expecting some more trouble in the country because Benazir Bhutto was one of the top leaders and was, in fact, the leader of the Pakistan's major political party, Pakistan People's Party.
Mm-hmm. Now, there had also been some trouble involving Nawaz Sharif, the other opposition candidate in the election, a former prime minister himself. There had been shooting at a rally that he had attended. Is that correct?
No, in fact, that is a different incident, and that didn't happen at the place where Nawaz Sharif was addressing the election rally.
I see.
It happened just outside the rally where some activist of a pro-Musharraf political party, the political party which supports President Musharraf, their activist and activist of the Nawaz Sharif party, the clash was between them far away from the place where the rally was being held. So while we were still trying to determine getting details of this incident when this attack on Bhutto's rally occurred. And in fact, we're still having confusing and conflicting reports from both sides, from the government side and from the Bhutto party side. The government is saying that it was a suicide bomb attack on Bhutto as she was leaving the rally. After addressing the rally, as she left, the attacker targeted her bulletproof car. But the Bhutto's party leaders who were with her at that time and who have been injured in this attack, they are telling us that Bhutto was killed as a result of the attack from, you know, sharp shooters, as they put it, which were hiding in the nearby buildings. And as soon as they opened fire, an explosion took place close to the car. We still don't have a clear report or clear statement on how this incident took place, but we know for sure that one of the top leaders of Pakistan, in fact, Bhutto was the first female prime minister of this country, is now dead.
Well, now we understand that some people are blaming the pro-Musharraf supporters for this. Who is saying that, and has there been any official claim for this?
No, we don't have any official statement, but Bhutto, in her statements or through official letters to the Home Ministry or Interior Ministry, had expressed concerns that she wasn't feeling secure while addressing her political rallies in parts of the country. You know, she had already launched this campaign of addressing election rallies, and in fact, yesterday, she addressed a rally in the city of Peshawar, which is considered more dangerous because it is close to the Afghan border, and that's the region where most of the suicide bombings have occurred in recent months in Pakistan. But nothing happened at that rally. I mean, we do know that police did claim arresting a teenager, suspected suicide bomber, outside that rally, and that was yesterday. And now today, Rawalpindi, which is a garrison city and is considered quite a relatively safe city. But obviously, Pakistani government has repeatedly made statements urging these politicians to confine their movements to the places that the government has identified for holding public rallies. And in fact, this place was one of those places which was authorized by the government for holding such a rally. So an incident like this happening in a place which should have been secured properly obviously will lead to more questions. But let me tell you one thing, that ever since Benazir Bhutto returned from exile on October 18th, there have been statements by militant groups, pro-Taliban militant groups, that they want to target her mainly because they allege that Bhutto has come back, in fact, to promote the American agenda in Pakistan. And there was a significant also development this morning in Islamabad that, as you know, Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai was visiting Islamabad, and this morning, surprisingly, we came to know, and we did go to this meeting, which was between President Karzai and Benazir Bhutto in Islamabad, and we did talk to Bhutto after the meeting to find out what were the topic of discussions in that meeting, and Bhutto told us that mainly she was discussing how to counter extremist forces in both Afghanistan and Pakistan.